Keep up with the good
work。 啟德 Sport Park 下一個議程，啟德 Sport Park 的 Proposed Temporary Work Area。
Item 3 Ketch Up Sports Park Proposed Temporary Work Areas。
入嚟啦。
I would like to invite the representatives from the HAB。
或者喺佢入嚟嘅時間，我或者講講啲背景啦。就喺2017年11月1號啦，我哋上一次會議咧，其實這個團隊都已經係即係同大家講咗關於個 Sports Park， 佢想要一啲 temporary work area 嘅，咁同埋一啲 parking area 啦，一個 stockpile area 同埋一啲nursery area。咁喺個上次會議咧，咁當然委員都表達咗即係嗰個一啲意見啦，咁。尤其是係話需是否需要額外土地喺個海濱嗰度去種草咧？咁後來亦都係 HAB 同埋佢嘅團隊咧，就喺3月7號咧都將個即係修改咗嘅建議咧，就係同我哋有個 informal meeting 嘅。咁當日都有9個 non-official members。
9 unofficial members, including the chair, attended the informal meeting.
咁今日都係即係請到即係團隊上嚟去同我哋講一講，即係佢哋而家嗰個最 update 嘅建議啦。咁介紹翻就係話係有 HAB 嘅Mr. TK Young Commissioner for Sports, Linda Law Principal Assistant Secretary Recreation and Sports, Mr. Victor Tai Project Director Sport Park, Mr. Keith Mann SeniorEngineer,
PD Recreation and Sports, Mr. Keith Mann, Senior Engineer, R&S,
and Ms. Ivy Lee, Managing Director from the Consultant,
and Mr. Dennis Lee, Senior Associate of WSP.
Any member
needs to declare any interest before they start? Yes, Anthony.
我是其中一，我公司是其中一對
My company is one of the architectural firms taking part in the bidding process, but I'm not personally involved. Noted, you can still attend the meeting. My company also takes part in the bidding process, but I have no personal involvement. Thank you. You may remain.
或者HAB 你哋講一講
你哋個新建議。Floor to the HAB. Please tell us about latest proposal. Thank you, Chair. Chair, you have already given the background, so I won't go into the details. In November, we had this proposal in relation to certain temporary work sites. In response to your concerns, we have come up with a number of changes. First of all, the temporary turf nursery will no longer be housing cut-up. And then for the barging facility, we have had a word with other departments. They will be locked together and they will be subject to shared use. So in a moment, we're going to elaborate on our proposal concerning the shared use of barging facilities. I want to say that it is a very important element for the Kaitan Sports Park. We look forward to your views and we look forward to your support. Thank you.
Good afternoon. Our previous proposal was presented in last November, and members' comments were received, and we have very seriously followed up. Today, to recap, first of all, the previous comments can be summarized and shown on the screen regarding 4 key points. First is, last time we have received a lot of questions about the temporary turf nursery. Second is, can the temporary barging facilities be shared use? Third is, can the barging facilities be within our project site? And finally, the implications if without it. So today, our presentation responds to this comments one by one. Taking into account of members' comments, our revised proposal is as follows. It will only include the barging facilities at the same location per our previous proposal, but changed from dedicated use to shared use with other projects. The turf nursery in the previous proposal will be removed from this proposal entirely. It means no longer pursue. As a result, the concerned temporary works areas will be significantly reduced from 37,000 square meters to 17,000 square meters. In the past few months, we have been coordinating with owners of other projects in Kai Tak on the shared use of the temporary barging facilities. We succeeded in getting an agreement to take over parts of the existing Kai Tak barging facilities from SCL by end 2018, and therefore will be three operators of barging facilities on the former runway, namely SCL, CKR, and the sports part. Agreement also been reached that barging facilities operated by the sports park and CKR will be shared with Road D3, the new acute hospital, and any other new projects subject to the capacity of each facility. This is a program consolidated from the different major projects just mentioned. The anticipated construction duration, the anticipated program for the use of barging facilities for disposal of C&D materials. Beyond 2021, upon expiry of CKR and SCL's barging facilities, all will then rely on the sports park barging point. The blue bar also shows the anticipated use of the sports park's facilities, barging facilities for delivery of prefabricated units. We fully appreciate the members' expectation to reduce the existing barging facilities and gradually return them back to public enjoyment. Here is the roadmap based on our current information received. Stage 1, 2019 to 2020, all existing temporary barging facilities as already approved will be fully utilized. And stage 2, by 2021, works area of CKR and Road D3 will be expired and returned. Stage 3, by 2022, the barging facilities of SCL and CKR will be expired and returned. And eventually, by 2023, all barging facilities will be cleared, as you can see on the screen. This shows the handling capacity and forecast demand for the concerned barging facilities. As you can see, in the coming year, there will be a rising demand of the barging facilities, which is the red line, in line with the commencement of new major projects in Kai Tak. With the sports park barging facilities in place next year, the capacity, which is the black line, will increase to cater for the demand. And by end of 2020, CKR barging facility will expire and the capacity will drop back again. In fact, this diagram has not shown, but it's very important that the barging facility will also cater for the import of prefabricated materials, which we anticipate to be around 1,000 tons per day continuously till 2022. Last time, there was a question about whether the temporary barging facility can be provided within our project site, and this shows you why the setting up of a barging facility within our site will not be feasible. Because the marine traffic to the seafront of our site will cease during the construction of the CKR tunnel, as you can see on the screen, from 2018 to 2025. The sports park provides over 1.5 hectares of harbourfront promenade in the Dining Cove area. It's one of the key developments in Kai Tak harbourfront, target to complete by 2023. It plays a major role in public enjoyment, vibrancy, accessibility and connectivity of the harbourfront, and its early completion will be in the interest of the Kai Tak area, the community of Kowloon East and the whole territory. Without the proposed temporary barging facilities, not only the sports park, but also other key projects for public enjoyment of the harbourfront will be delayed by at least 12 months. On the other hand, the potential nuisance and pollutions generated by the lack of temporary barging facilities will adversely affect on the Kowloon City District. In view of the above, we sincerely hope members will consider this revised proposal favorably for the best interest of the public. I conclude my presentation here and we are pleased to answer your questions, if any. Thank you.
好，唔該曬幾位。好，喺呢度睇下委員有啲咩意見啦。我諗主要今日嗰、那個即係議程嘅焦點
嚇、
就係話睇翻即係體育員佢哋團隊嗰、那個。改動啦，同上次你留意到就係話第一嗰、那個啟德跑道末端嗰個嘅需要嘅即係種草嘅地方，佢哋而家係唔需要噶啦。咁另外就係話將嗰個 barging facility
嚇、
啊，亦都係即係集中喺即係一個位置嚇，咁亦都係會同其他嘅工程有嗰個 share use 嘅安排。咁頭先即係早前個議程啊 ，Anthony 都啟德 office Anthony 都同大家講咗，即係一個即係比較長遠嘅，即係總即係coordinate 咗嘅 barging facility 嘅安排啦。咁嗰、那個即係地點都係同依個體育園所需要嘅地點都係已經係。即係夾過嘅，咁、主要係個 barging facility 同埋已經放棄咗嗰、那個即係跑道末端即係種草嘅土地需求，嚇咁睇下大家有冇即係特別嘅提問或者意見。
係
阿 PY。
Yes PY。
Sorry， 我聽到係咪好似？話嗰個體育園有個餐飲區，咁呢個係咪好似係提出一個交易啊？即係話，如果你唔俾呢度咧，我就會嗰度係遲咗啦。咁即係依個就要睇整體嗰個影響邊個大啲咯，兩害取其輕。即係如果你話餐飲區遲12个月係咪即係好致命咧？我又唔係好擔心呢樣嘢。反嚟即係如果你能夠即係解決咗即係跑道即係整體即係大圍嘅公眾嘅利益，即係嗰個能夠去到海濱啊，少啲滋擾啊，即係又近啲你自己本身嗰個體育園嗰個區啊，如果能夠咁樣咧，咁咧就呢12个月可能係值得嘅。不過至於剛才上一個項目我都問下 Anthony 咯，即係關於個中九龍幹線咧，即係佢又竟然係阻住嗰個體育園喎，即係我覺得即係呢個部門之間個協調真係出咗啲問題，即係會唔會揾翻 Anthony 係咪走咗？可唔可以請翻我？
Lack of coordination. Is Anthony still with us? You didn't have the chance to explain, so can you do so now? Well, I better give the floor to other members if they have questions.
If not, then Anthony, please.
Please answer this question. The question from PY.
主席，唔好意思，我聽得唔係好明白。PY， 我諗嗱嗰條路嘅走線咧，亦都係 set 咗，亦都係諮詢咗依一個小組委員會，亦都根據依一個相關法例刊憲嘅。咁而嗰個體育園區個位置咧，喺成個啟德嗰個分區架光圖同埋 CKR， 即係中九龍幹線嗰個走線咧，亦都係喺2011最早嘅 version 到今時今日，依一個 version 基本上係冇大變動過嘅。咁、所以基本上冇，我哋睇唔到話係有一個所謂冇協調呢樣嘢出現過嘅。
Since day one, so there's not the question. There is no question of in coordination. PY，
主席多謝。本來我唔想講，
你唔係冇協調
啊，大佬，即係你知道有兩個大型嘅項目喺埋附近，即係個走線，你問一個委員會，咁你平面圖睇，大家梗係話冇，即係睇得出有嗰個，即係都係界面誒互相干擾嘅問題。但係你係做工程㗎嘛，即係你應該即係 advise 呢啲咁啲呢啲 member 好多，唔係做工程嗰啲人，即係咁你有飛天遁地嘅架橋，即係架空可以。繞過佢有好多方式㗎嘛，同埋你即係嗰個工程個分期嗰個時間，你係可以掌握到㗎嘛。即係你話哦，架 set 咗冇計咯。即係呢個我覺得
implementation plan， you should not say that because has been gazetted， you can't change it. This is unacceptable. Any question for HAB？
係因為就早前我哋都或者即係我都 brief 大家嘅，就早前佢哋都上過呢一個嘅方案喺3月7号嗰個嘅 informal meeting。
They also presented this plan at the informal meeting.
其實主要出席的人士都是接受 HAB 現在不用跑道末端那塊土地。
HAB is not going to use the site at the tip of the runway. 也是
抓去這個改動的，因為你退回那個土地出來，不用坐住了，那我們都有機會是說有任何的將來臨時又好永久又好的一些可以改善海濱的活力的活動都可以在那裡舉行。在這個方面呢，就是我們都是覺得可以接受。另外一方面就是關於那個巴掌，即既然他們是已經是可以 allow share use， 還有就是邀請了啟德 office 去做一個整體的統籌，有鑑於將來亦都有不同的工程在啟德發生，而這個 barging facility 亦都似乎有個必要性在這裡呢，經過了這樣的安排呢，即我們都是覺得是可以接受的一個安排。這個是當日出席那個informal meeting 的委員意見啦，咁當然喺正式會議入邊嚇，亦都有啲 member 可能冇喺嗰日出席嘅意見，咁所以今日嗰個決定咧先至係作準嘅嚇。咁所以如果大家即係頭先我講嗰啲咧，只不過係一個 member information 嘅啫。咁如果係 member 有啲咩特別嘅問題咧，係或者係有其他意見咧，而家都可以提出。咁如果冇乜意見嗱，我好大膽咁樣去假設大家係接受 HAB 今次提出嚟嘅方案，如果有唔同意請快啲出聲啦。OK，
咁 disagree， do let me know。PY，
我第一個問題問，即係嗰個 dining cove 嗰件事。
Now my question about the dining cove。
OK，OK，
好啊。咁
或者答，因為你頭先睇嗰個 list 咧，其實就唔係淨係咗 dining cove 嘅，佢十二個，佢有三個 PowerPoint 嘅。係啦，咁或者HAB 可以講一講啦，係啊，
佢唔會接受某一個方案，係咪一個交換條件？即係呢個得，咁係失咗啲咩咧？即係個所得同所失，即係相比較，即係點樣
咧？
主席，剛才咧就有位委員就問嗰個 dining cove 嘅問題，其實咧我哋想講話個如果係呢個等船轉運站係唔能夠提供俾我哋嘅話咧，唔單止係影響嗰個餐飲區嗰個時間表，係會影響咧成個啟德啟匯園嗰個時間表。不過咧，我哋特登講呢個餐飲區，因為呢個餐飲區咧係海濱嘅一個設施，咁所以我哋將佢特別帶出嚟。咁但係實際上咧，呢一個等船轉運站咧係對於成個啟德體育園嘅建設咧係有非常重要嘅作用嘅。咁而唔單止個餐飲區，而係成個啟德體育園咧都會成個工程都會延誤嘅。
The whole project will be delayed, not just the dining cove area.
PY, so 點？
Can it be a barging point here?
主席，剛才都介紹過，我哋有一張圖，個餐飲區咧，其實正正就係喺個海邊啦，亦都係同個中九龍幹線咧嗰個地方咧係其實就係喺有冇可以 point 到？你 point 呢兩張，你 point 埋呢度。
其實 Anthony 即係嗰個中九龍幹線，即係嗰個工程有冇其他方案，譬如架空或者佢唔係即時要曬所有地，佢有幾多年可以即係佢有分期進行，所以就係要問下阿盧工程師咁解。
Anthony Low 有冇嘢想回應一
下？
主席，正話我都講過就係話，因為依中九龍幹線過咗啟德之後咧，全部都係隧道嚟嘅，咁所以咧係唔可能係有一個架空，因為佢係根本連接唔到嘅。咁其實喺呢一個中九龍幹線過咗跑道之後咧，就已經喺路，其實喺跑道嗰度已經開始向下沉，就過到去依一個土瓜灣嗰個避風塘嗰度咧，已經係沉咗喺海底嗰度。咁所以佢冇即係喺個走線方面咧。
It is underwater, so it's impossible to have a viaduct design. Speakers off mic.
係， 阿 PY 或者你依、這個呢、這個都係你可以提出嘅考慮點。
Yes,
當我哋睇嗰個情況就話，而家嗰個地方已經係有一啲 barging facility 發生，就算你唔俾佢用 barging 嚇，咁當然由佢會有後果啊。但係就算你唔俾佢用 barging 咧，嗰個地方其實擺喺度都係冇用嘅，因為隔離左右都係有一啲 budget， 咁所以我相信可以務實少少去諗，就係話，即係如果有一個地方，即係短期內都係附近有咁多 budget facility， 咁而 HKB 亦都願意去同其他 share， 咁啊俾埋佢嚇，咁咪等佢嗰個工程方便啲進行。即係喺呢一個考慮啫，即係你唔俾佢，咁佢嘅工程當然受影響啦。啊，咁當然或者佢都可以諗啲唔受影響嘅方法，咁又唔知點樣樣諗啲好複雜嘅嘢。不過，你唔俾個barging facility佢，嗰塊地其實喺而家個情況嚟睇，都似乎冇乜嘢可以幫到公眾嘅。嘅享用咧發生，咁所以有見及此，委員喺上次嘅 informal meeting 都係做咗一個平衡利益嘅一個睇法，咁我就代表嗰個 informal meeting 去同大家即係解釋一下咁樣。
And I'm just trying to explain the rationale behind our decision to members。
嗱咁啊，如果大家真係冇嗱，有一啲嘢我知道大家 concern 嘅，所以我都希望可以喺 Anthony 嗰邊去跟進，就話點樣可以再 coordinate 啲 budget facility 過嚟得好啲啦，係咪？因為佢而家話劃到2021年正2022年，咁係咪堅嘅咧？似乎嗰度就可能仲有好多其他嘅嘢，咁即係會唔會有係啊 ？Q hospital 咪真係2022年可以使用個 budget facility， 即係或者話你唔俾佢用或者。吸咗佢，咁到時會唔會又有啲延誤咧？咁嗰啲係細節嘅嘢嚟嘅。咁但係嗰啲又我又覺得唔係喺呢個 agenda item 裏面要討論嘅嘢。其實我哋要討論嘅就係你俾唔俾佢嘅啫。HKB 俾個 budget facility 佢，同埋接唔接受佢而家唔要跑到端端嗰個土地。
Can we accept them giving up the site at the tip of the runway? For other things, we can continue to discuss with Anthony's office.
好嘛 ，PY。
Okay, PY。
好啦。
Please。
係啦。Yes。咁
OK。
咁啊，我哋咁通過咗即係呢一個嘅即係議程裡面嘅內容啦，好嘛？好，唔該曬。